Well, thank you very much for this very interesting and challenging question. And for the last couple of years, actually, the core of my studies were, well, how do we evaluate students? How do we evaluate the achievement of the learning outcomes? How do we teach and how do the students learn? And the latter part is the most important thing. We have to consider the fact that there has been and there is, we are living through a major learning paradigm shift. Whatever was appropriate 50 years ago is no longer appropriate now. The generations have changed. Now we're dealing with Z generation who have diversity of sources of knowledge to receive, information to receive. As per one of the studies of Harvard professor Bok, he found out that students currently learn 50% less from a regular academic program coming from an institution rather than they did 50 years ago. So if the value of our programs has reduced by 50% already, so what are we doing as educationalists, as higher education providers? So my first question would be, how do actual students learn now? And I ask this question consistently in many audiences, and in each audience I'm talking, and I never got any positive response that we actually have a study to know how our students learn. And this is where the whole issue comes. Once you have identified how they learn, what they learn, and how to guide their learning, then the assessment methodologies will emerge already naturally from the methodologies that are out there. What will be like, it will be like in 20 years of time? Well, I hope, and if we imagine 20 years time, let's put the wish list there. I hope more and more systems start learning into what is it that we need to change, the core of the methodologies. So whatever we're currently delivering, and we all talk about student-centered learning, student-centered assessment, we're not yet there. These are just cliches. These are just the words we're using. But in reality, look at our curricula. They're all time-based. None of them is student-oriented. It's oriented to the format that is very convenient to all of us, time-based, but not competency-based, not knowledge-based, not skills-based. So the students do not have a choice to have their own pace. So it's definitely not a student-centered approach now. Now, how do we talk about the student-centered learning and assessment in the future? So let's hope that more and more systems start exploring how do actually the students learn and design the methodologies of teaching and learning around those learning capacities that the students have. And through accumulating knowledge throughout the years, then the assessment methodologies will emerge. Basically, what do we want to understand from the assessment? Whether the student has acquired the knowledge, is competent in anything, or has the skill in doing something. These are all three different things, but in many systems, we tend to evaluate have one model fit all. It no longer works. There should be diversification of assessment methodologies, a diversification of teaching and learning, and adjusting to the individual students' needs. I hope that in 20 years' time, we will have a broader access to education because we would allow individual students to pursue their own learning pathways rather than having one track fit all and eliminating in this way students from the general track or eliminating students who feel like they're not ordinary ones, but maybe they have special talents, maybe they have special skills. It's just we do not capitalize on those special talents of the student and capacities, and hence we just eliminate them. They become non-confident in their knowledge, in their self, and we do not allow them to explore what is the specific path they need to follow to be able to contribute back to the society. So I hope more studies concentrate on the methodologies themselves rather than what is convenient for the educators, what is convenient for the higher education institutions, and what is convenient for the regulators. rather what it is that we need to make the student happy. And to make the student happy, and well, there is another component here, the faculty too. Well, maybe the students will have a different requirement for assessing their skills, but the faculty should also be prepared for that. So we also need to see what is it that the faculty have to do. So, and we have to also study what the faculty is doing, how they are evaluating, because throughout my experience, I have found no matter how many professional development courses or trainings you have for the faculty, they close the doors and they do whatever they are used to doing without changing their practices. They know that that's not good. They know there is a different approach, but they don't know how to actually put it into practice. They might have read it, but putting it into practice is a special skill. So my wish list might be too long, but I still hope that in 20 years' time, we will have more research-based approach into the assessment of students and methodologies of teaching and learning.